Joe, I'm excited first to welcome my co-host, Paul Hollis, author of the Hollow Man series, owner of Hollow Man Publishing and American Made VA. Paul, how are you? And I know you're excited about our guest.
I'm very excited today. Joe and I worked together many, many years ago at IBM.
Paul just spoke.
Although Joe is like 10 steps ahead of me there. But anyways, he now is the CEO of 1UP Health, and he's going to tell us all about that today. So welcome, Joe.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure being here. And that IBM experience is always a fun one to remember.
Well, I'm going to ask you right then. Tell me about the IBM experience working with Paul and what your role was at IBM before going into your own
being. Yeah, you know, I joined through an acquisition. We sold a company called Mainspring to the IBM company back in 2001, a few years ago. And we were a strategy consultancy, and the idea was that we would help bring strategy to the technology platform that IBM had and build transformational opportunities. And so I ended up running the retail business for the services group globally. So I was the global head of retail. And I got to spend a lot of time with all the smart people in the retail industry for many, many years. It was fun.
That's fabulous. And then how did you become the CEO of this company? How did that process begin?
Yeah. So after my 5 years at IBM, I got on this sort of pathway of getting involved in early stage companies, mostly in a Series A, which is early funding round. You know, you have sort of proof of concept done. And through that, I ended up over the next 15 years getting to know a lot of investors, and I helped them think about, you know, sort of the commercialization model. And so the journey that's way too long to tell in a short period of time, though, is that while I had this great professional success, I started working deeply on sort of my ideas about health span and life choices and lifestyle. And so I had really wanted to get back into the health industry and the health data platform that we have here at 1UP Health to make it better to share data between payer, provider, and patient so that it was synergistic with my own sort of press into this idea that we can live longer, happier, healthier lives. And so the integration of that and my investor relationships helped me get here 4 years ago, and we've been building the company ever since.
So let's talk about it.
Yeah.
So tell us about the company.
Yeah. So, you know, if you think about the healthcare system broadly, it's a $4.2 trillion system.
Yeah.
Let's have our frustrations. This is a third-party payer system that the federal government has a very, very heavy influence in how payment happens, how services are delivered. But what's never been, you know, sort of part of the day-to-day running of the business is the ability to share data. So, you know, medical records were in paper, you know, they're now stuck in computer systems. The payer doesn't know how to get the data from the provider. The patient is walking around getting faxes. And so there have been some moves to bring standards like something called FHIR, F-H-I-R, which is an internet standard for how to store data using RESTful APIs, all of this sort of funky infrastructure in the cloud, right? The availability of that now for all of us to then lay out a platform that would say, we need, the more we share data, the more we can compute on data, the better the care, the lower the cost, the better the experience and the better the quality. So we've been building this platform in the cloud over the past 4 years. We have 80 customers. We have millions and millions of patient records that are for each of our customers. And, you know, there's a lot still to do.
Wow. Okay. So basically what you're doing is changing the way data is being shared.
That's right.
So, and because still lots of medical records are not stored correctly. Right.
Yeah, well, we'll probably make copies, paper copies of 100 million patient records this year. You know, fax companies are still growing. The predominance of data sharing happens manually. You know, in the rest of our lives, we know this, right? Our smartphone is the lifeblood of our life. But what it's enabled by is the cloud, the internet, data standards, web standards. All of these standards are available to use in healthcare, but we have yet to implement them. And that's what our mission is, to make the healthcare experience and the healthcare quality as good as it would be from buying from Amazon and having the package show up on your door the next day from UPS and knowing where it was all the way along that path.
So HIPAA, that's the challenge, right?
HIPAA is the Healthcare Information Privacy Act, which is good, right? We want to protect health data, no question about that. But you know, sometimes if we protect data a little too much, then we might do that at the expense of our health, right? You know, because if we could share data more, if we can make it more valuable to us to do that, then we should be able to, like, we want to compute on this data. You'd love to know 1,000 people like you that had the same circumstance and then we found a better answer, right? You know, or a way to do price comparisons or any of this. So yeah, we are balancing privacy because we are absolutely on top of that, where patients can authorize access to their data, or organizations for treatment, payment, or operations can get access to data. We will find pathways to that, but the infrastructure had to be available first. Secure it, of course, but make it valuable to all of us, then it should move more seamlessly.
No, definitely. Now, what's the challenge? We all know the challenge of getting anyone to a new system, right?
Yeah.
We even, like, you know, there's still people not really understanding social media, right? They're still doing traditional marketing B2B instead of using social media marketing, personal brands for businesses. People still aren't there understanding that that's going to be the way businesses are going to be defined in the next 20 years. Even though Neil Patel talks about brand, business brands more important than personal brand, I don't agree with him. I think at one point, well, you just look at who are the most recognizable CEOs in the world? Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, even we'll go with Ray Dalio. People heard of Ray Dalio because of that. I believe, and even let's say the CEO of these companies, the founders, they're always remembered. People remember them as personal brand. Well, people are still not gotten there. They're not doing that. Well, I'm sure the same thing is happening when we talk about getting medical companies to move their data privacy to the cloud, that and copying it. How difficult is it to find a customer?
Well, you know, we have 80, so we have found a bunch of customers. So that part's good. I think that, you know, this is about sort of every one of us, right? Want better healthcare and we want it at a lower cost. So the motivation is there. What's in the way today? We still have, you know, the commercial enterprise, which today is influenced by the way the government does the payer system. So there is no customer here, right? You know, the reason why you can get, you know, consumer products cheaper or an airline ticket cheaper is because the consumer is driving that. So as we move to consumer empowerment into the future, where we can get access to this data, we will start to see the payer and the provider have to cooperate differently. But the bottom line is that every transformation needs patience, right? We have to prove our way there. We have to establish credibility and capability that allows us to get a better outcome, because no one doesn't want better health. The question isn't that we want that. It's actually, what's the method? So in our world, we always sort of go to the art of war. You know, if you know your enemy, then you have a higher probability of success in transformation. And to us, the enemy today is the proprietary systems. Little by little, we start to open it up. We start to show the benefit. And, you know, we all want to live a longer, happier, healthier life. But without information, that's really hard to do. Like, look at type 2 diabetes, just quickly. 80 million people in the United States. This is a lifestyle disease. There's no other reason. But it's partially because we don't have the information as to how to improve our health. And if we can get better information, we can do that without any intervention. And so it really is incumbent on us to hold the line here and push for this transformation little by little. Even if it takes us a while, it's worth it.
Because once it's up in all the cloud, it's going to be very easy to share from doctors to doctors. It's going to be easier to share from provider to provider. Not, oh, I need to, you fill out that information at the place and say, I need you to get my medical health records. And that takes like 5 days, right? Definitely. And then you're dealing with these different things and saying, well, and then the insurance company's like, well, we're not covering this because we don't have information that you had this prior condition before. And you've already been treated. And this doctor said this. So we need to get all those health records. If they were all in the cloud and everything was taken care of in the cloud, how easy would life be?
Yeah. I think if you think about the way the world was before, though, like airlines, right, were highly proprietary. You couldn't see a middle seat from an aisle seat. You couldn't have any availability of understanding why the price was high, what flights you needed an interface called an agent. They were going to tell you what you could get. We disintermediated that through the openness of availability of information. And we've done this again and again in every industry. And I think the same is going to happen in health. We just need innovators like 1UP Health who are willing to take on this battle, to go build a platform, you know, to help solve short-term problems on the way to long-term improvement. But we've done this in our society. We can do it again for the most important part of it. But yeah, you have to be willing to take on sort of the incumbency, but incumbency does not last. You guys know this. You can talk to a lot of market leaders and you don't stay there forever if you don't innovate. And innovation is key to what we do.
Innovation. And that's the thing. So who right now would, you said the individual patient, why would the individual patient want to use your service?
So we are the platform. The patient can be a beneficiary through an application provider who builds an app that, you know, for example, one of my customers is called Primary Record. And Primary Record builds the ability to go get data about your family, all of your family history, family medications, all the stuff that's really hard for you to gather. And they can make it available to you so that you can, alongside with the practitioner, understand what's happening. You know, we all know aging parents, for example, is a big issue in many of our lives. And there's all these pill bottles that we know nothing what to do with. We don't even know how to schedule it. We don't know why it's happening. And so we then provide the data to an application provider who provides it to the consumer, and sort of this, you know, cycle right. of connectivity actually improves their lives, but indirectly through what we provide.
Wow. It's very, very interesting. So the people that are looking at it are the people that are working in this whole circle, this whole circle of life of how healthcare works. So the people yeah. that take you on and work with you helps the integration for the patient, helps the integration for the whole process, right?
It's going to be a network effect. It's going to be sort of an ecosystem of partners, all with a common interest. Look, there is no one who sincerely could say we should spend more than $4.2 trillion on healthcare in the United States. It's the most expensive healthcare system in the world. If we never spent another dollar, we can still get a lot better because we can improve this. This is what Paul and I learned at IBM. You can do process improvement. You can do transformation. You can move industries along. You have to just provide solutions that really work to everyone's collective benefit.
All right, Joe, best place people can find information on 1UP. Where can they go?
Yeah, 1UP.health, you know, on the web. You can always connect with me on LinkedIn, Joe Gagnon at LinkedIn, or even Joe at 1UP.health. We love to, stay talking with you guys and letting you know about our progress.
All right. We appreciate it, Joe. Thanks for stopping by.
All right. Thank you.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. And we'll be back in just a moment.